that to run away and to pacify that milk, that devotee. Krishna has tightened with his legs like monkey to his mother. By mouth,
by hand,
by hand, and legs.
By hand, by legs. He used his whole force, his whole power, but in vain. Yashoda Maiya quickly told, with one hand, oh, sit down here. So, Krishna could not do anything. He became angry that I am having hunger, as Yashoda Maiya mother has made me sit here. So, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has so much opulence, so much power, but fell. You know that Putana. Putana was so strong, more than
10,000
elephant power she has. And he wanted to push Krishna back, but she could not do.
And
at that time, Krishna was only of 6 days only. And Krishna not tightened like mother. But even she could not get reach. And Yashoda Maiya very easily with one hand, oh, you should sit down, and he sat down. That and he became angry. And he took a stone and he made a hole in the bottom of that pot. When Yashoda Maiya came, he saw that, where is my pot? All curds have gone away. And he saw the footprints of Krishna. And by footprints, she went in the house where Krishna is again stealing some butter. What is that footprint? By remembering the footprints of Krishna, a devotee can have the service of Krishna. You know, Brahma wants, but he cannot bring the footprints of Krishna in his heart. And Yashoda Maiya quickly ran away and saw that Krishna is strolling here also by taking the footprints. Also, when Gopi Krishna was disappeared from Ras, and Gopi were searching him, how they knew?
By
footprints. So if you want to have the darshan of Krishna and want to serve Krishna, you should remember the footprints of Krishna. So, Yashoda Maiya saw. And he quickly wanted to catch him. But Krishna quickly ran away from there. That pastime is so
big.
I'm telling in very
brief.
So, a yogi like Brahma and Shankar, by their mind, in trance, they cannot
approach
to and cannot catch hold of Krishna. But Yashoda Maiya, being a gopi, not so like yogis, and very easily she ran more than Krishna. What is the meaning? That Krishna has some love for
devotees.
And devotees have also love to Krishna. If the love of devotees is more than Krishna loves devotees, is more superior, then they can control Krishna, otherwise not. Try to understand what I told.
Srila Gurudev is explaining that Krishna, he has love for his devotees. And the devotees, they also have love for Krishna. And only if the love of the devotee for Krishna is more than Krishna's love for the devotee, can Krishna actually be caught and brought under their control. So because Yashoda Maya, her love for Krishna was greater than his love for her, then even though he was trying to run away, he could not be successful. She ran after him, and quickly from behind, she caught him and bowed.
Then Krishna began to weep very loudly and bitterly. Mother, don't beat me. You know that the name of Krishna is so powerful, more powerful than Krishna. So anyone can chant and he can be out of Maya. So we see here that Yashoda wanted to beat him, and he was crying so bitterly, Mother, don't beat me. Tears can go away from hearing only Krishna name, and here Yashoda Maya is showing him his speech, I will beat you. You are now so naughty. So by love and affection Krishna can be controlled, not by anything. Yashoda told Lata, I am keeping my speech, but I will bind you in mortar.
Grinding mortar.
By which help you begat, you were stolen. Both are culprits. So to both I will punish. She began to tie Krishna. But Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. No inner, no outer thing any. Everything is in Krishna's stomach. How a rope can bind? She tired from morning to
midday,
but she could not. All gopis were clapping. Yashoda told them that bring is
more
ropes from your houses. And she was
making knot and knot.
And rope was being larger. But not one round she could do. Always two fingers
short.
Why not two, three, or four, or one? Never. Rope became
longer and longer,
more than 1 mile, 2 miles. But it was not sufficient for one round even. Why? Because two fingers are these. Krishna always, Yogamaya always follows Krishna. So Krishna, this waist was only 12 angles in round. And there was a golden chain there. So it was not increasing. And rope were going more and more longer. But yet always 2 angles. Krishna thinking that Yashoda Maya should not bind me. Other all cows are crying. They are not giving milk to anyone, not to their calves also. They are waiting for Krishna. And all the boys are waiting to play with me. So Yashoda Maya should not bind me. And that is why Yogamaya came at once, and only two fingers. What they are, if any sadhak is doing bhakti, what? He is chanting, remembering so much. By sadhana we cannot control Krishna. We cannot see Krishna. Two things are there. Our sadhak, endeavor for Krishna bhakti, and the will of Krishna. So both should be combined. Like Yashoda was churning, she was has so much labor to fight Krishna. Krishna saw that, oh, some
threats are coming.
Her mouth becomes like a radish. She was praying in heart that, oh, Narayan, I cannot bind my son. So what gopis will tell that you cannot bind your son? So she was so sad and crying here. Krishna saw that, oh, threats are coming so much. So he became
merciful.
And when he became merciful, at once two fingers went on. Yogmaya at once went away. And only by one his hair,
hair band, rope.
Silken. Of cotton, silken, and only in that Krishna bites. So any rope of this world cannot bind. Only he can be bended by love and affection. So we should try to have a relation, and by relation, always hearing her katha, so that Krishna may be merciful to us, sing or
endeavor.
Like Yashoda. You know that more than this, Krishna is controlled by his gopis, dear gopis. Srimati Radhika Lalita Vishakha. They can abuse Krishna, dhota and so many things. And Krishna will come and he will fold his hands and give his head on the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Always controlled, more than Yashoda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to sprinkle his mercy. That we should have a relationship, very thick relation, like gopis to Krishna, like beloved. And we should chant and remember, especially hearing the sweet and powerful pastimes of Krishna. And very easily we will be out of this maya, and we can have the service of Krishna in the whole of the world. Go, Brahman. Hey, Kirtan, tomorrow program any?